5 years ago, a copper mine just 25 miles south of the Arizona border spilled millions of gallons of toxic waste into Sonoran rivers. It's considered the worst mining disaster in modern Mexican history. From KJZZ's Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, the capital of Sonora, Kendall Bluss takes us to a small riverside town affected by the spill to hear from people still living with its consequences.
Willows and cottonwoods sway on the banks of the Rio Sonora as it flows through the little Sonoran pueblo Babiácora. Local Martha Velarde says nothing has been the same in this quiet river valley since August 6, 2014, when Mexico's largest mining company spilled nearly 11 million gallons of copper sulfate acid solution into the Bacanuchi and Sonora rivers.
Anaranjada, rojiza, cobriza, corriendo por todo el Rio Sonora.
She describes the river turning coppery red. Neighbors got sick and animals started dying. At first, nobody knew why. It took more than 24 hours for Grupo Mexico's Buena Vista copper mine to notify authorities about the spill and stop the leak. Then several more days for environmental officials to close wells carrying contaminated water into people's homes.
Que toda, absolutamente toda la población.
By then, Velarde says all 22,000 people living in the seven riverside towns downstream of the mine had been in contact with the acid and heavy metals in the water.
Te trae problemas no únicamente de salud física, sino.
She says the spill has been painful. It's caused health problems, economic struggles, and environmental damage. Velarde and her husband had to send their grandchildren away after blood tests showed the children had high levels of heavy metals like lead and aluminum in their bodies. Life was good here before the spill, she says. But rancher Jesus Lopez says over the last 5 years, things just keep getting worse. He didn't sow peanut crops this year because the land is so much less productive now. Other families struggle to grow the beans, chiles, and garlic they used to eat and sell. And local cheesemakers say their cows don't produce as much milk. But for Lopez, the worst part is the fear.
Y en realidad yo también tengo miedo.
He's afraid of becoming sick, of getting cancer from the contamination. Government officials have said the water is safe now, but most people still buy bottled water for cooking and drinking. Some won't even use tap water to bathe their children. That sense of distrust only grew last month when Grupo Mexico spilled 3,000 liters of sulfuric acid into the Sea of Cortez. Protesters took to the streets demanding the government hold Grupo Mexico accountable for the damage it's caused. And Mexico's environmental regulator temporarily shut down the facility responsible for the recent spill after finding it didn't have the proper environmental impact permit.
The Guaymas case is interesting but emblematic.
Benjamin Cocalet is founder and director of Poder, the nonprofit behind the legal defense for the residents of the Rio Sonora Valley. He says after the 2014 spill, Mexican investigators found 55 irregularities at the Buena Vista mine. Grupo Mexico was fined $2 million and set up a trust fund of about $100 million to alleviate harm to people and the environment. But residents say they never saw many of the promised remediations.
So as you can imagine, this was really insult to injury.
A medical clinic was partially built and abandoned. Only two of 36 promised water purification plants are operating, and some say they received less than $20 compensation from the $100 million trust. Grupo Mexico did not respond to KJZZ's requests for comment. In the meantime, Poder and the Sonoran River Basin committees have been working their way through the courts. Francisca Garcia of the Rio Sonora town Oconchi quiets her one-year-old son. She joined the Sonora River Basin committees to help local residents have a voice. But she says there's a long way to go before life on the Rio Sonora will be back to normal.
Yo al menos no voy a meterme al río.
Life used to revolve around the river. Now she won't go in it, and neither does her son. But she won't leave.
Yo no quiero salir de ahí.
She was born here and she grew up here. The Sonora River Valley is her home,
aquí
and she wants to stay. Kendall Blust, KJZZ News, Hermosillo, Mexico.